Well, we're visiting this morning with Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Well, Mr. Secretary, the House passed the continuing resolution yesterday, and it now goes on to President Obama for his signature, which we assume will come. It does appear to solve the issue of the meat inspector furloughs. At least that's the interpretation here. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, Ken, it indeed does take care of a deep concern that we had here at USDA in terms of inadequate funding for our Food Safety Inspection Service, which as a result of the congressional action, we will receive additional resources to ensure that we have inspectors on the line at work every day through the rest of this fiscal year, which is certainly a relief. There are, however, other aspects of what Congress did that are not as pleasant. We're going to continue to see less money available for credit for farmers. We're going to see less activity in conservation because of reductions in both staff and in terms of the monies available for conservation projects. Our exports will still be impacted as a result of reductions in promotion resources. So there are still consequences, and of course farmers will see a little bit less in their direct payment check as a result of what took place.
So what, as far as the furloughs go, I mean, is this the end of the story now, or is there a lot of work yet to be done on your end?
It's the end of the story as it relates to the Food Safety Inspection Service, but we anticipate and expect that there may very well be furloughs at the Farm Service Agency offices and potentially in some of the other areas of USDA. We're still in the process of taking a look at the numbers and crunching them. But, you know, we are now dealing with a budget, Ken, that is, in terms of our discretionary budget, is less than it was in 2009. I don't know that there's another federal department or agency that has been cut as deeply and as severely as we have, so that we're now operating with less money than we did in fiscal year 2009. So, you know, obviously our USDA employees have stepped up. This is a group that has not had a pay increase in 3 years, and now many of them will see a pay cut because of the furlough that they may have to incur, but yet they're still doing a record amount of work. We announced a microloan program just 2 months ago, and we just reached the 1,000 loan number just this week in that program. So people continue to do the work, continue to work hard. We've reduced our workforce. We've reduced office locations. We've taken a look at our vehicle fleet. We've reduced travel and supplies and conferences. Identified about $700 million in savings, and that's going to make it a little bit easier to deal with the very severe cuts that have taken place. But these folks are an amazing bunch. They just keep coming to work and keep doing the job. I'm proud of them.
Okay. So I've noticed that you made some comments yesterday, I believe, was on the farm bill and the need for Congress to really get rolling on that.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate we didn't get it done last year. We all realized it was going to be a little tougher sledding this year, and it certainly will be because the Congressional Budget Office has sort of reviewed the savings from last year's proposals and cut them down significantly. But I'm optimistic that there's a desire on the part of both the House and the Senate Ag Committees to get to work after the Easter break, and hopefully they'll be able to work expeditiously. I'm obviously going to be keeping an eye on their work. We want to make sure that we continue to have a strong safety net for producers, that our crop insurance program continues to remain strong and viable. We obviously want to have a continued commitment to conservation with a bit more flexibility to be able to tailor our conservation plans to watersheds and landscapes that are unique. We want to obviously continue to promote trade and continue to invest and perhaps potentially invest more in research. Because we've been extraordinarily productive, but that won't continue if we continue to flatline research spending. So there's a lot of work to be done. We're anxious to get to work and to provide the technical assistance that we provided in the past, and hopefully we get to a point where everybody can find their votes to get it passed and get it to the president's desk.
Mr. Secretary, the issue of horse slaughter is a very emotional one, as I'm sure you're aware, and there is legislation now been introduced in Congress to ban federal horse slaughter across the U.S., and you had some comments on that the other day. I wonder if you'd expand on those.
Well, you're absolutely right. This is a very, very emotional issue. A lot of folks are concerned about the fact that horses are being abandoned and horses are being sent to other countries where they may not be treated humanely. And so there is a deep concern about it. There are a number of plants that are anxious and interested in getting into the horse slaughter business if they have the ability to do so. My view of this is that if Congress decides to restore the ban that was in place for many years, that we also consider additional options for what could be done to help those who no longer can take care of horses, instead of abandoning them or potentially treating them inhumanely, that we create an effort or program that would allow returning veterans and others to be able to have an opportunity to tend these horses and to figure out a way in which we can provide a third way, if you will, between the ban and or just having slaughter, which, as you say, is a very divisive issue.
Secretary Vilsack, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Again, thank you.